Let's take a closer look now at Governor Cuomo's comparison between Hurricane Sandy and Katrina. Here he is yesterday.
At the end of the day, I think you're going to have a very strong case on the numbers that Hurricane Sandy was more impactful from a specific housing economic development point of view than Hurricane Katrina.
That comparison has ignited debate on social media. We asked our users to tell us what they thought via Twitter, and the responses are all over the map. Scott Shields tweets, "My storm was bigger than yours is childish, wildly inappropriate, and insensitive." Another listener posts, "No doubt Sandy was devastating, but not appropriate comparing to Katrina, where nearly 2,000 people died." Governor Cuomo, in fairness, pointing that out. Different in so many ways, that person goes on to tweet. We want to hear what you think. Tweet us at WNYC. Now let's get the reaction of someone who lived through Hurricane Katrina and reported on its aftermath. Joining us is Mark Schlefstein, a reporter for the New Orleans Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com. Mark, thanks for joining us on WNYC.
Thank you.
How's Governor Cuomo's comparison of Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Sandy going over with the people of New Orleans?
Well, we've had to deal with this over the past 7 years, that people do not really understand this, the intensity of what Katrina was. So it's not surprising, and it really hasn't made a big splash down here. There's been a little bit of talk about it, but it's been placed into the context of, well, this is just another bunch of outsiders not understanding what's going on. Mm.
Governor Cuomo used the comparison in the context of federal disaster aid the state will need to rebuild. Financially speaking, strictly speaking, is he correct?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things that may be missing here. The first one is that Katrina's damage in New Orleans proper was largely a result of a failure of a levee system built by the federal government. And while that was not actually written into the laws that resulted in the billions of dollars coming to New Orleans and Louisiana after Katrina, it certainly was on everybody's minds. So that's one key difference. But in reality, what usually happens after a disaster like this is that Congress finds a way of getting the money to the people who need it, at least initially. So I think that you're going to see Congress making moves over the next year to provide aid to all of the areas that were hit by Sandy.
Mark Schlefstein is a reporter for the New Orleans Times, Picayune, and NOLA.com on Governor Cuomo's comparison of hurricanes Sandy and Katrina. Thanks so much, Mark.
Sure.
This is WNYC.